Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
Slack City Radio.
Let's go, 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 go.
Any band called the Electric Prawns gets a play on this programme, especially when they're good.
Call it! Call it!
Take it easy.
Come on, you want to get heavy?
Take it easy.
Come on, you want to get heavy?
Come on,
piss off!
How are we going?
Always better to shove a bit of motorcycle noise in your track. There's a lesson to be learned, kiddies. They're actually called Electric Prawns too. And so you assume they had to do it because of contractual obligations. And there's a Electric Prawns one, or Electric Prawns, and there isn't. So, yeah, that's just crazy. And surprise, surprise, they're from Moffat Beach in Australia land. So that's the figures. Anyway, it was called Knuckle Dragger from a brand new EP that's coming out this month. So finger on the pulse. But yeah, you know where to go. Go and buy it. Good stuff. Plumber's Foxtrot by Bellini from Italy, and it's off an LP called Before the Day Has Gone. And rather nice, I quite like it. Anyway, last week I did suggest that what I could do is have loads of little sections, right? Like we have, you know, Heavy as Fudge. We could do loads of them. So, and so many people said that would be fantastic, Shen. Please don't do it. I might drop in a future in the show and really annoy you. Potty mouth alert.
Sweetheart, and I mean, I know you just moved next door to Cromartie being called an annoying complaint, but have you heard him there?
Clowns with, yeah, I could say that, prick. I was going to say Willy, but that's childish, really, isn't it? They're also from Australia, and that's off an LP called Nature Nurture. And, no, I probably won't do the various slots of the week, but yeah, it's my show. I can do what I flip in, won't they? They've closed me road, by the way, right? They've blocked it off just up from me. And dug up half the road. So that's really exciting. And I'm watching all the cars coming up and turning down and going back again. Just an exciting life I lead.
Change.
Bet you haven't heard that for flipping years. I certainly haven't. That's Contact, 1979, with Constant Beat on Object Music, right? From an EP called Future Past. Yes, non-stop information. Anyway, the road's flipping open again, and they filled the hole in, and that's it. Bingo! Efficiency. Fabulous St. Nicholas Cage. Nicholas spelt, Nicholas. And with a track called Dwayne and the Eddies. And they're from Tulsa, I believe. God knows when that came out, but a while ago, I would reckon. Right, it's pouring with rain, sea's all yucky, can't think of anything to say, so I'll just play records, yes.
Ooh.
Monson. Berlin.
lonesome. For them.
I've played them a good few times on here. That's Candy. Spelt with three C's at the beginning, as you do. And it's the classic Lonesome Berlin, which is a flipping great record. And loved it since I first heard it in 2012. Yes, I'm that old. And talking of being old, I found out that there's a drop-in place in Hove where you can go and have an x-ray of your lungs to see if you're alrighty. So I'm going. I'm not sure when, but I'll let you know. And hopefully I'll get photos. Will I get photos? I don't know. As long as they're good, I don't really mind. Hippie folk song of the week.
Clear to see. What's a state without war, without prisons, without police? I beg to have nothing to do with their bureaucracy. But every paycheck I shudder to think what they're doing with the money they steal from me. Or maybe if I textbooks to brainwash some kids in school, but probably not. Maybe it went towards Obama's 17,000 troop surge in some way. Behind the TV fuzz of progressives and liberals, I hope someone can hear me say, if you're against torture, you have to be against prisons and cages. Just like if you're against poverty, you have to be against capital and wages. We'll condescend you into believing the system just needs reform. But as the cracks in the concrete widen, I hear the sky brewing a long overdue storm. Long overdue storm. Nobody likes the cops, but some they try and pretend. Just like an abused child, desperately searching for a friend. I beg to be nothing like those that I despise. We strive our whole lives to bring on this system's demise. The troops, if not the war. Don't you know you can't buy a product without supporting the store? Of course I don't want young Americans to die, but they had a choice. The ones they killed don't. Can't you hear them scream, why oh why? If you're against torture, you have to be against prisons and cages. Like if you're against poverty, you have to be against capital and wages. We'll condescend you to believing the system just needs reform. But as the cracks in the concrete widen, I hear the sky brewing a long overdue storm. Long overdue storm. Cages. Just like if you're against poverty, you have to be against capital and wages. We'll condescend you into believing the system just needs reform. But as the cracks in the concrete widen, I hear the sky brewing a long overdue storm. Long overdue storm.
But he lives in a wigwam. Luke Romano with Cracks in the Concrete. And I got that off a CD. I think it's another 360 CD compilation called Acoustic O-Punk. Which isn't a great title, is it, really? Not sure who released that, but I can probably guess. Anyway, I hope you're all right. Everything's plodding along. What should we talk about? I don't know, it's all flipping horrible out there, isn't it? Yes, it is. Record I've played a few times of the week. Favourite punky records, especially from America. That's the Chronics, I'm not sure actually, with Test Tube Baby. And that's they were from Cleveland back in 1978. And just a great record. You know, they hit it and it was brilliant. I'm not sure if they'd done anything else. No, that you'll write and tell me, please.
We'll be right back.
Calypso Heartworm by the Ice Balloons. And don't know anything really about the Ice Balloons, apart from that came out in 2017. Well, you can do your own research. That's why they invented the internet, isn't it? And cakes. So you can go on the internet and look things up while you eat cakes. That's my theory. Anyway, let's see what Hazel in Redditch has got for us.
Hello, lovely listeners. Yay, it's Ranton's mum here, and this is my tune of the week. Enjoyed it. Take care and see you all next week.
Hazel's fantastically huge, eclectic record collection in that little cabinet underneath the Amstrad. Fantastic. That's Buildings from Minneapolis. From way back in 2011, a track called Rainboat from a LP called Melt Cry Sleep, I believe you said, Hazel. But another excellent choice. You play better music than I do. Get your own show, Hazel.
Stand. thanks anyways. But thanks anyways. But thanks anyways.
Could have had an echoey Devocore before that, or Eggplug, but I didn't because it was getting annoying already. And there's all these subgenres now of Eggplug. There's like Chief Pug, no, Chief Egg, and oh, I don't know, gets most complicated. But that's the rather fabulous Goblin Daycare, which is a great name for a band, and they're from Fort Myers in Florida. It has just come out, and it's an EP, and it's called God Freaks. And no, the EP isn't called God Freaks. That track's called God Freaks. The EP is called Question EP, Answer Remixes. See, Devocore, it's going to be Devocore, isn't it? It gets so confusing, doesn't it? Anyway, listen to this one and see what you think, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Fudge.
We'll be right back.
Super American Eagle with payroll. And Super American Eagle, of course, from Melbourne in Australia. Yeah, go figure it. I don't understand any of it at all. Anecdote-less this week. I can't think of a thing, really. I haven't done anything. Have I? No, have I been? No, I haven't done anything. The Airbnb's doing all right. Flipping heck. Somebody rang up and booked 16 days in August. What? 16 days? That's loads of money. So, their daughter lives over the road, apparently, in one of the flats. So, I don't know. I don't understand how it works, but great. That's what I say. So, if you want a couple of days away, there's two of you, there's one bed, right, then look it up. And go and stay in my garden. That'd be lovely. Anyway, alright, yeah, music, that's it. Here we go.
It's been going on for some time. Nightly your song echoes from the banishment. Betrayal is the way we lost your trust, and this ever-present fear and darkness will remind us.
Never heard them before last week. I think that's rather lovely. That's Tangerine Cat with Ask Owl from an LP called Glass. And apparently they're from the UK. But one of them's from Ukraine. And I'm not sure where the other one's from. But you know where to find it. And that's where I found it. And very pleased that I did too. So, no, I can't think of anything to say. So, I could have a look. Shall I have another echoey bit? Okay, let's see. Well, yeah, why not? Weirdy Band Name of the Week. Great stuff. And the brilliantly titled or named Psychedelic Porn Crumpets from, hey, you guessed it, Australia. With from an LP called, God, Fronzoli. And that was a track called Nootmare, in brackets, Killing Meow. Blooming nuts, not the Australians, but producers of great music and just superb stuff. Anyway, pressing along with Ayrton echoing bit, we've got this next.
Seven Sisters spell hit a rat like a train. He got fever in his feet and chills in his brain. Lymphadenitis in both his eyes. Bitten by huge elephantitis flies. Larry in the front, Sparkle in the back, and a case of jungle rotten in his sacroiliac. A sunstroke hit his head and his wig blew half in two. And then he headed for the pot with the voodoo's too. Like a crazy hound dog, he just couldn't stop until he dived in the hot voodoo pot. G.I. in the pot with the voodoo stew. G.I. in the pot with the voodoo stew. G.I. in the pot with the voodoo stew. G.I. boyfriend can't be true. The rat landed at the bottom, but the stew was so hot like a big rubber ball, it bounced right out. Well, he was fully cooked, seasoned to taste, so he knew he didn't have much time to waste. Seven sisters in the luna shouting oogla oogla oogla. Rat in the pot with the walla walla oogla. Dance, 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 they don't think he got a chance. While the sisters having fun, rat run, run, run. Moon behind a cloud, rat's heartbeat get loud. Can't find no place to hide, gotta swim the ocean wide. G.I. Moco, bang to bang. Swim the ocean to Casablanca prices much too high. Rat stayed a while and then he waved bye-bye. Took a tip from a mad Arab and caught a camel train to old Baghdad. Soon got lonesome on the Baghdad street because the Arab chicks didn't dig his beat. He went to the cash bar, he got thrown out, and then he roamed through the streets doing the Arab shout. Rich Maharaja of Omeko, I'm the rich Maharaja of Omeko, I'm the rich Maharaja of Omeko. Rock-a-tata mama, I love you so. Keep your Baghdad women, forward my mail. Please get me out of this fabulous jail. Oogla, oogla, and boko, boko. Going back to New Jersey and forget about the mocha. The Seven Sisters spell was still on his shoe. He made it back to the pot and dived in the stew. G.I. in the pot with the voodoo stew. G.I. in the pot with the voodoo stew. G.I. in the pot.
It's a slightly bonkers Pat Patterson, that was. From 1346, I believe. With Ratter McHugh. Rather great. It's lovely just, you know, going from one genre to another genre, isn't it? Anyway, we had an electrician bloke in today to rewire Mrs. Shen's kiln for now. Now, she's got a kiln, right, which does her ceramics in. And it can now get to the temperature of the sun. But it needs a whole, you know, flipping electrical transformer built outside in the middle of the road to handle the power. So this is good that this kiln's in a plastic conservatory at the back. Let's hope it all doesn't end in tears.
Thank you. mixed up drips and tasteless glassware.
Pouring grease on plastic sea foam.
Astronauts with beef in their hair.
Song by Zanti Misfits. And the main reason I'm playing that, apart from it's good and I used to own it, was I discovered that Sky have got all the Outer Limits episodes on. So I was having a watch of them, and one of them's called Zanti Misfits. So that's where they got the flipping name from. Well done, Zanti Misfits. Anyway, I'm just about to have a pint and some crisps. So, great show. Thanks for listening. See you next week, barring incident. And there's nobody really here of worth to talk about. So, I won't.